So, Paul Tanko, there you are sitting in the House of Representatives. You've been there for a while. You're the ranker on a major committee. You have a leadership role, and you have a first-rate vantage point to tell us how the new speaker, Paul Ryan, is doing.
Well, you know, I think that there was a lot of hope that there would be some change where you would have regular order followed all the time. That means all the bills that are introduced are given their fair hearing in committee, that there's debate and that there's markup, and then eventually, if deemed necessary or appropriate, those bills come to the floor. Well, that promise was broken.
Did he promise to do that?
Yes. Yeah, and that was broken. And, you know, we've seen some other situations where, you know, you're just not getting that kind of progressive response where legislation is coming forward that meets the needs of several important key factors. And I think basically what is the dynamic here is that you have such diversity in the majority conference, in the Republican caucus, in the House of Representatives. They control the House. And within that majority is a splintering, so that there's extreme thinking, far, far right, there's moderates, and there's in between, and there's a Tea Party influence, and some of them carry a mantra that government is an evil force, it needs to be undone, and others are saying, no, we need to invest in order to address clean water, to address education, an environment that cultivates, grows jobs. You know, there are areas of investment. Look at the capital region that I represent in the House. The underpinning foundation of an innovation economy that brought us into nanotechnology, chip manufacturing, advanced battery manufacturing, required an investment from both public and private. But we did leverage the private sector investment by showing up with dollars, in this case from the state level, and now we're trying to reinforce that with federal dollars through the committee assignments I have, because we're deemed as one of the five hottest bits of real estate in the country for clean energy, high tech, innovation, job growth. And we ought to continue that pattern, not diminish it. And if you listen to some of these folks that are influencing the speaker's behavior in the House of Representatives, they would have us totally divest in the American industries and scene and the American worker. And we would be, I think, further behind in the international sweepstakes for jobs.
Well, without going too much into this, this is exactly what cost John Boehner, the outgoing speaker before Ryan. He just got frustrated with all of this.
Yeah, and I think it was a sad day when Speaker Boehner quickly retired. I think some of his staff found out that morning. But the sadness there was that it was so deeply rooted, the dysfunction was so deeply rooted within your own ranks. And I've always said the worst politics is R on R or D on D, where you can't get that cooperative spirit and build the collaborative. He couldn't get anywhere with their agenda. There were days we were driving, transporting into Washington for our business, and you would find when you got to town that the agenda was changed, that bills were taken off the agenda because what was earlier agreed to now didn't have the votes because they changed their mind. It cost too much money. I'll give you an example. I have a bill that I've co-sponsored with the Republican representative from West Virginia, Representative Dave McKinley. We have a bill that would strive to have 5 to 6% improvement in efficiency in natural gas-fed turbines. 5 to 6%. People say, oh, well, that's no big thing. It's a big deal. You save a pile of electrons and you save a pile of cash when you do this efficiency standard, and you do it with research. And you find ways to use our intellect, our great American genius, to make it more efficient. That's not going to be allowed to come to the floor because of the Heritage Foundation saying they're going to score the bill because government doesn't belong in the research zone.
What does score mean?
Look at who supports or denies
or votes against
the bill. If you support this, they're going to come out against you because they said you shouldn't favor the bill.
Now, there's a good deal of talk around, maybe so, maybe not, that we'll have a brokered convention on the Republican side, and that the eventual guy who will end up as the presidential candidate will be Ryan, even though he has said he's not interested.
Well, he has said before that he's not interested in being a speaker, and he went ahead. But I think he's been more firm in this statement. And I have to believe that
he wants to be president, but maybe not this time.
Well, not this way, because you're really, they're coming down the list.
Yeah.
You know, and as he has said, if you want to be president, you should run for president. And, you know, it's going to be very difficult, I believe, to deny two or three of the top delegate, the top candidates here who have realized the most delegates. And they have a situation on their hands where I think they've courted this, they've created this culture of harshness and attacks on diversity of this country in a way now that it's coming back to haunt them.
Okay, so I got about 3 minutes left. I got to ask you this question, Paul Tonko, because you are a political pro. You know more about this than almost anybody. Has the Republican Party basically fractured itself to the point now where we think they may have destroyed themselves?
Well, I think they've realized some serious damage here that, again, may have been self-inflicted. But again, the fundamental concern is that I believe for our democracy to work well, we're strengthened by two solid political parties where there is that debate, there is that difference of opinion, and we build by consensus. This can weaken all of us because I think the competition
Well, we saw it happen with the Whigs way back then.
Yeah.
Could this be happening?
Were we around then?
I was. I'm pretty old now. I'm 74. but
So I must have been there too. I guess your memory's better than mine.
So the question then is, I think there may be no returning from this now because I don't see the next 4 years, let's say they get Trump out of here one way or the other. I think that I don't see the next 4 years is going to be any, the dynamics are going to be any different.
I it's very difficult for them to fuse the thinking. It's obvious through Speaker Boehner and now Speaker Ryan that it's a huge task. And you may very, very well be correct about this because there are, you know, the heels are ground in and the beliefs are very divergent. You know, there's those who believe investing in our better tomorrow is an important, essential thing. And there are those who say government's the problem and we need to undo it all. And undoing it all right now as other nations, competitor nations, continue to invest in their higher ed, their research, their training and formatting for the best outcome would leave us in a serious state of disadvantage.
I have to say that coming in at 2 o'clock in the morning, as I do, I listen to sometimes the trucker station. It's all right-wing stuff. And the guy says, this morning, he says, you know, it's those liberal Democrats who hate Trump. And I'm saying to myself, you know, I mean, the Republicans will go to the wall and back.
No, I think that it's just amazing how the dynamics of this campaign happen to be playing out. And if someone asked me a year ago, if I thought the two candidates rushing to the finish line would be Senator Cruz and Mr. Trump, I would have thought, not in your wildest dreams.
Paul Tonko, we love having you here. It's always so much fun. And fun is so important.
Absolutely.
In this game. Paul Tonko is a representative of New York's 20th district, a senior Democrat who was around, you know, at the time that the Whigs disappear. We'll talk to you soon.